It's 76 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 92.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Gwenifer Roller and Beth Swindell. Gwenifer adapted a story by North Carolina author Wiley Cash into a play. Beth Swindell is directing this play, and it opens up next week on Friday at Theater Now. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us,
Thank
Gina.
You. Hi.
It's great to have you, of course, and to talk about this creative process that's going on right now that we get to see on stage next week. I'd like to start with you, Gwenifer. There's so much to talk about. Let's get right into it. You adapted a story by Wiley Cash into a play. What has this been like? The story is Grenadine the Kudzu Queen.
Well, I mean, to begin with, there's a certain amount of intimidation. Wiley is really one of our local rock stars in the land of literary fiction. And so to be trusted with one of his short stories was really a surprise and only, you know, like incredibly terrifying. So That was sort of startling, but we got through it. I had a lot of inspiration from Beth and Zach and Elisa at Theater Now, and also sort of taking a 7-page short story and trying to expand that into a full-length script takes, you go from 7 minutes of reading aloud to 90 minutes to 2 hours of entertainment. You got to fill in some pieces.
Sure.
So Wiley had an interesting idea with this. It's mostly set in 1942. There's some that comes a little forward. So the United States has just entered World War II. We're right on the other side of the Depression, and it's set very specifically in Honoree, South Carolina, which is a real place. It's called the Upstate. It's very rural, and you have a group of farmers who are terrified of erosion, and they've been grappling with it, and it's been muchly in the news with the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. And there was a real man named Channing Cope who traveled the South promoting kudzu of all things, to battle erosion. And he set up kudzu. He had a radio show out of Atlanta and a newspaper that he funded, and he set up kudzu festivals all across southeastern United States, and would inaugurate these kudzu queens to host these festivals, kind of like our Azalea Festival, but not quite on the same scale, and to promote his vision.
Did those festivals spread like wildfire or what?
For a very short period of time, and then they fizzled real fast. He was just the most amazing snake oil salesman who's ever lived. I mean, he had a fascinating life. And then in the midst of this, Wiley has taken sort of these two very large epic stories in the American imagination, which are World War II and the Dust Bowl, and made them very, very personal for the people in Honoree, South Carolina, and also made a real microcosm of one young girl coming to terms with what this means for her. And that's Grenadine.
Grenadine. So we do have Grenadine here in the play. Beth, let me come to you for a moment. You're directing this, and you haven't had to actually deal with Wiley Cash or with that complexity of it, but now you're taking this show and you're putting it on the stage. You're responsible for what it ends up looking like.
Right.
So actually, you have to deal with Gwenifer.
No.
I do say that it sometimes is hard to deal with directing a show with a living author.
Yes,
because that person's alive, and they can actually see what you're doing with their show. And Gwenifer's not only alive, but she's very close by.
She is.
She's just down the street. And so tell us about the pleasures and the perils of directing a brand new show, something no one has seen before, acted in before, no preconceived notions. What has this been like for you?
Well, actually, it's kind of funny because the two things that I've directed for Theater Now have both been original pieces. So I had to deal with Callie the first time around and now Gwenifer now. So it's an honor that both of them have trusted me with their work, and Zach and Elisa. I will say it's very refreshing to be able to work with a new piece. I am typically more on the stage and performing in these shows that we've seen for years and years and years. And you can't help but go to those remembering when you saw The Music Man and what that looked like, or Chicago and what that looked like. And with this, I get to create a world that I see, and the vision that I see with the help of Gwynnifar and Zach and the actors that we've cast. So it's been really lovely to get to use this work. I'm an English teacher by day, so I really respond to this idea of taking a short story and making it move and work as an entertainment piece. I also love, like what Gwynnifar was talking about, I love the fact that we have this base story that you can enjoy, but there's so many layers and so many moments that really represent what life was like in these time periods and what we as Americans went through in the prospect of all those issues. And these characters really flesh that out in a very sweet and approachable way. So it's been a really, really nice experience for me. It is a little challenging to bring people to the story because it's not something that a lot of people know about. But I think once they get into it, they're going to fall in love with it too.
Gwynnifar, when creating the script, and you know, you were taking a 7-page story and expanding it into a play that's an hour and a half or so long, 2 hours long.
Let's hope it's close to that.
And or you know, much longer. Although, you know, in a single sentence in a short story, that could, a single sentence can be, you know,
years.
20 minutes
right.
of what actually is happening.
Right.
But what was the biggest challenge in the adaptation that you did?
Wiley's relationship with language is so beautiful. And because he is a novelist by trade, so much of that is in the backstory and in what he has going on around his characters, and not as much in dialogue. And theater is a medium that communicates in dialogue, and so trying to not tread on that voice and keep it there and respect it. He also has this amazing balance between humor and hubris in there, and
right.
and so to not mock these characters, but to laugh with them, but to still really honor the depth of the personal tragedies they're all looking at, and trying to find joy in the midst of that.
So it's to be on their side, but also understand the humor of human life,
Absolutely.
Human existence.
We're all pretty crazy people.
We all pretty funny people. Folks, this show opens next week on Friday and runs all the way through June 4th on Friday and Saturday nights. Thank you so much, ladies, for telling us about the Kudzu Queen.
Thanks for having us,
you.
Gina.
It's 12:06.